Cerritos College employees expressed concern about their health care Wednesday, November 2nd, before the Board of Trustees. Among the concerns was the fact that the deadline for employees to choose a health care plan was November 4th, giving Cerritos College Faculty Federation members little time to decide following an agreement with the college. Reading instructor Matt Page said his wife might have pancreatic cancer, and also said that the timing is not good because their appointment was after the statewide deadline to switch plans.
We have been truly blessed for years to have the PPO because we can go straight to the specialist without needing to see a primary care physician. The dilemma we have is if we switch to something that costs less, we have to go through the regular routine of seeing a primary care physician every time we need something done, and it takes a lot of time. But if we gamble and stay and then find out that we have to have some of it deducted from my paychecks, already I gave up 1 month's pay last summer, and that was tough. And then we found out from the interim dean that we might lose 2 more months' pay this summer. We don't know. And I'm aware that that's above and beyond my actual contract, but since 1998, I've had that, and you kind of get used to it. And I ask that tonight, the only thing that's actually needing to be decided is that the district picks up the difference, and you've already done it for every group on campus but the faculty for full time, and it's 0.03%. It sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but when you look at the huge amount of the general operating budget, 0.03%, and it's already been picked up with all the other levels. And so I just implore you guys to do the right thing tonight.
Ted Stoltz, president of the Cerritos College Faculty Federation, presented a letter to the board endorsed by more than 100 faculty.
Dear President Lacey and members of the Board of Trustees, I am a faculty member at Cerritos College, and I would like you to know that I support the present efforts by the Cerritos College Faculty Federation to negotiate an agreement on health insurance that is fair to all faculty members and comparable to the coverage that classified staff, management, and board members already enjoy. I also endorse the CCFF's new proposal to allow part-time faculty to participate at their own cost in the district's health care plans. Finally, I strongly believe that the district has the resources to cover the projected 2012 increases for full-time faculty health care premiums, which would be roughly $181,000.
Chris Arfwoodson, an employee from the nursing department at Cerritos College, said she felt that there is no shared sacrifice on the part of the Board of Trustees and administrators.
We cannot understand how administration can talk about dire circumstances now and ahead in the next 3 years that we have to plan for and give themselves a pay raise. How is that possible? The administration has had pay raises before Dr. Lacey came here, and I know that she is worth it, and so are our VPs. But the fact is, there is no shared sacrifice here. So if the administration warrants a pay raise to make the positions competitive and we get the best and the brightest at the top, do you not care about your faculty? Are we not important, the best and the brightest? Who actually spends the time with the students accomplishing the goals of this institution, which is education of the students? We do. Shared sacrifice, where is it? There isn't any that I can see. The top must be worth what you're doing because you are giving yourself pay raises. The board, part-time board, enjoy health care benefits that are paid for. But yet, part-time teachers can't even at their own expense buy into our group health care plans. That's a disgrace. These are people with needs. They are not entities just filling positions. And I don't know how you live with that. I don't know how you ask the faculty to pay for their own health care benefits on a two-tiered system, and then in negotiations also ask that we freeze our step increases. If deans, managers, and directors warrant a $21,000 base step increase, you find a way to pay for that, then I think you can find a way to pay for the small increase in our health care benefits and share in the sacrifice. I don't know where your sharing comes in, because you're not taking a pay cut and you're not reducing your health care benefits, but your bargaining team, which is your mouthpiece, is saying to us, you need to freeze your pay and you need to take health care benefits. And it begs the question that we are 2 days from closure of health care benefit change. Why would it be down to 2 days? Are you trying to back the faculty up against the wall? These are the things that your faculty begin to think. I have members in my division asking me, why would the administration be doing this? Why is the board letting them do this? Because it's inherently unfair. I don't have an answer for them. Too bad everybody couldn't be here and ask you themselves, but they're busy doing the educational goals of this institution. So the 1% at the top are worthy, the 99% aren't. So maybe we need to come and pitch our tents in here and have Occupy Cerritos College.
Uh-oh.
Thank you for your time.
California School Employee Association President for the Cerritos College Chapter, C. Lynn Laffin, expressed further concern about how the college has handled negotiations.
Good evening. I'd like to make a statement about the faculty tonight. You know, they did a great job coming in here and speaking to you guys. But frankly, I'm quite jealous of the faculty, myself meaning CSEA. They've at least gotten to the bargaining table with the district. CSEA has not gotten to the bargaining table. We have sent letters to come to bargain about our contract, and we have gotten no response from this district and this negotiations team. You know, that's really unfair labor practice for them not coming to the table. You know, our folks are in the same situation as the faculty. They need to make decisions about their family. We can't even get to the table to find out what we're going to be negotiating. We asked, in May, you came to us and asked us to take a freeze and step and column in our vacation buyback. And we said we'd talk about health benefits in the fall. But we can't even get to the table. So I'm quite jealous over the faculty, because at least they're there. I'm not saying it's acceptable what's going on, because obviously it's not acceptable. I need to correct Mr. Matt Page. You know, he says that we've all been given our benefits. We're not even at the table, folks. We're not there. Comp and class, yeah, we're there, but that's a whole different story. We're not talking about our contract. We cannot get to the table to talk about our contract. Our labor rep has sent numerous letters. We can't get there. I don't understand why this district will not respond to CSEA and the classified staff. It's an unfortunate situation. Our folks deserve to know what they need to do for their people, for their family. It's unacceptable. It really is. You know, we consistently work hard. We all do on this campus. But we should not be ignored.
This is Jim Brannon reporting from Talon Marks.